Book Interrupted Chronicles captures some of our favorite and funniest moments together from before we were all in the club. If you would like to know who felt clothing was optional at the theme park, or which member flipped the script on her birthday surprise, go to www.bookinterrupted.com/unpublished to start your free trial to Unpublished, where our chronicles and inklings live. Trust us, you won't regret it.
Parental guidance is recommended because this episode has mature topics and strong language. Here are some moments you can look forward to during this episode of Book Interrupted.
I'm kind of nervous.
You're nervous?
It's kind of different because there's air to fill.
Well, we never met her yet. Same thing with Kirsten, right? Like, it's a...
Like, she'll be fine. It's just...
It's worthy of nerves.
I was so excited, and they were all like, we're having the best time. I was like, this is so classically high school.
Yes, this is the corner that's clean. If I turned this around, everything else would be messy.
Your poor eyebrows. You're like, what did we do to you?
I remember being like, there's no chance in hell I'm getting up at 5 in the morning.
Bird, she was like, Mabel, oh my God, you're eating right now. You're like a skeleton. You look like you're ill.
And the kids love it. They're like, what's this doing in here? Oh, Dad.
You ready, guys? Let's do this.
Express yourself. Share the wealth. Hold on to your bookmarks. We're off the shelf. Express yourself. It's good for your health. Book Interrupted is off the shelf.
The following episode is off the shelf. Brought to you by Book Interrupted. Ding.
Ever wonder what we talk about before or after the show? Did you want updates on some of our challenges? Maybe insight into some deleted scenes? Here's your chance. Let's look behind the scenes.
Kara's not coming, by the way.
We heard. Leah said she probably won't come. So.
No, I talked to her yesterday. She like sent me this crazy text. The text was a panic text about the Marco Polo she sent me. And it was like super long. And I was like, uh-oh. Whoever Kara Sally is way out.
Right out.
Blanche. Whoever Kara Sally is. Blanche just sent me a text. So then I listened to the Marco Polo and it was clearly Blanche. And I was like, oh no. She's like, I'm the worst at scheduling and it's even worse now. And she's just beating herself up.
Which is hilarious because she just took on a job as an administrative assistant. And I was like, I hope you're better at it for other people.
You can't say that to her.
She probably will.
I did.
Just like she's so hard on herself. It's like, here, everyone has made this mistake. Being like, what? What is the day today? And what is the deadline?
Yeah. I literally showed up at my girlfriend's house for this 3-month plan of a girls' night with a bunch of my high school friends that's been in the works for months to get it so everyone can come. And I showed up on the wrong day. And I almost cried because I was so excited. And I was like, no one's answering the door. Where am I? I was so sad.
I'm just inside. It's Leah. Don't answer.
I know. It honestly ran through my head.
Like, yeah, I was like, this is so high school. Is this like an unfriending intervention?
Yeah. Like we planned it for months. Show up on this
bitches.
Day.
Make sure everyone's
all
there.
Be there the following day.
And we're not going to say anything. We're just going to ghost her.
And then I had plans for Chinese New Year. So I couldn't, like, New Year's doesn't change its date. So I couldn't go and they called and I had the worst FOMO because normally I hate socializing, but I haven't socialized with anyone in so long. I was so excited and they were all like, we're having the best time. I was like, this is so classically high school. I know this is like, these people are lovely and we love each other, but I still wanted to look so good because I haven't seen them in like 2 years. I've been like really eating smart this week. So I'm not bloated. I had this great outfit that makes me look so cute. Dyed my eyebrows. And I was like, fuck.
You went all
in. Never going to know how cute I still am. I'm so fucking vain. It's terrible.
I love
it. What color did you dye your eyebrows?
Oh, my eyebrows are like clear in real life.
Oh, so you just made them.
Yeah. So I just like use that beard and mustache dye, like just for men. And I just make them a color.
Cool. And then does it grow out?
Yeah. Maybe a month out of it. Yeah.
Be quiet.
One time I bleached them. Sarah knows this. Remember when I bleached them? And it was like, it was because I was like, orange. Maybe cool. No, it was like so strange. It looks so bad.
I bleached my eyebrows once for a Halloween costume.
It's yeah.
I bleached it so and strange. Then shaved them off.
Yeah.
Your poor eyebrows. You're like, what did we
do to you?
And then I had to grow them back.
Yeah. Oh man. Lucky for you. My mom said that she shaved her eyebrows off and then they just never grew back. That's she says like rough. Four hairs that she has to use as like connect rough. The dots.
I just say I've heard a lot of people that when they shave them off, they don't come back.
Really?
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Lucky. Yeah.
Well, I was young. I was in my 20s. Like it was recently.
My mom did it because the style was like to draw your eyebrow on super surprise, yeah, like back in the 60s. So I think she was youngish then.
Maybe she did it more than once though. You'd think
maybe
she
it was your routine. Yeah.
Maybe there's like a scar tissue stopping them. But this is just for my Lilu costume.
I totally remember. I knew. Yeah. I couldn't remember her name, so I didn't shout it out. But I wanted to.
I still have that costume, but I'm like, when am I ever going to wear this again?
Maybe some other Halloween after you're super sick.
No, I dieted for that. I never diet, but I like kind of dieted for that costume.
I know. That's why I'm like, after you're super sick. Like if you don't eat for the 3 weeks leading up to Halloween.
Oh, yeah. It's photo shoot time.
You have stomach flu.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. It's like, fuck, I'm so dehydrated. You have so COVID. Fucking hot right now.
I'd have to be sick for a long time. I'm right now like 135 is like a normal weight for me. And I was like 118. It's like, that'd be like a really big flu.
That's really skinny. That's a lot of weight.
I was just like, do the, one of those master cleanses. I remember I did that.
So
I didn't even finish. You're supposed to do it for, I think 10 days. I think it was 7.
Yeah.
And when our cousin, I went to Susie and Mark's for dinner, but I was like, I can't eat, but I'll come because a whole bunch of cousins were getting together. And I showed up and Susie was like, what's wrong? Are you sick? And I was like, oh no, I'm doing this fast. Someone said they didn't think I could do it. It's like a challenge. I'm like, I just have, you know, maple syrup and whatever. And she was like,
maple syrup.
Oh my God, you're eating right now. You're like a skeleton. You look like you're ill.
Like you're dying.
I was like, oh. No, because
especially when you lose weight really fast.
I was super fit then because I was working for Vega. I was already like super.
You probably didn't classes, need a cleanse.
Dan was all stressed about getting the kids out on time today. And I was like, don't worry, we just chit chat for the first like 10 or
2 hours.
Minutes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sarah, I feel the need to explain my look today. Mm. I went to my brother's wedding yesterday.
Was it a surprise wedding?
Did? Yes, it was a surprise wedding. So I didn't go to bed till like 1 in the morning. And then I got up at like, I don't know, 7:15. So my eyes are not looking like I'm awake. I had this plan from last night. I'm like, I'm just gonna wear my sunglasses on the podcast. I don't fucking care. So I just wanted you to know that I'm not as cool as I look. I
are as cool as you look.
And was it good?
It was bizarre. So he called me on Thursday and was like, hey, I have a weird question. We're going to get married on Saturday. So would you guys come? And I was like, of course, like what's going on? So apparently, okay, there's this bar in Penticton, which is a total dive, called the Barking Parrot. For Valentine's Day, they're like, what should we do for Valentine's Day? So they landed on, let's marry 20 couples. This is for love. So what's for love? Marriage. Like, I don't know. I don't work there. I didn't attend the meetings, but they decided that they would marry people. And then they made it like a Vegas themed night, which it really wasn't Vegas themed at all, but they did it in 2 sets of 10 and they didn't have enough people working. Like it was crazy. But anyways, so I think their officiator was drunk by the time it was their turn or having a stroke. Like she literally was like, do you, Donna, take Donna to be your,
Donna forever? Yeah, totally. To be Donna forever?
So like my wedding for our officiant couldn't say Dan's name. I didn't illegally marry us.
Oh dear.
So yeah, it was awesome.
That's great.
It was fun. It was super fun. We never go out ever past dark, ever. It was very hard for us to go to this. But then we finally went and enjoyed it.
Oh, God. And now you have to wear sunglasses.
And now you're paying the price.
Worth it.
Well, cool.
So how was that to do with your sunglasses? Because you're hungover?
Hi.
No, I'm not even hungover. I'm just super tired. So like my under eyes are super puffy. Like even on a good day when I try to go to bed early for this podcast, I don't really...
Her eyes are still sleeping. Yeah. Her body's awake.
Mine are always like that every podcast we ever do. Like, I always close or I work really late the night before.
So yeah.
Sunday mornings are hard for me in general.
Just 8 in the morning is hard for me.
Where's Kara?
So Kara's not coming because she's applying to a master's program, a specific
specialty
thing in the master's program. Something she has to apply for. And there's all these things she has to do for it. And the only thing left was to write this paper. And she thought she had an extra week or something. Thought, the 14th is like whatever. I have lots of time. And then realized yesterday that the 14th is Monday and she hasn't written the fucking paper and she's freaking out.
Like a 20-page paper or something.
Yeah. She sent me like a Marco Polo, but I was busy because I guess this weekend, that's funny too, because everyone seems to have a crazy weekend because this weekend I said to Mamadou, our friends, they can visit us anytime except for this weekend because I have a show. They called on Thursday and like, we're coming this weekend. And he was like, I think there might be something. I don't think we can do it this weekend. And like, oh, come on, we'll come. It's fine. And he's like, okay.
It's fine.
And he's like, Hamsir's coming. And I was like, what? Like, we've been waiting for him since December. Yeah. Before Christmas. And this is the weekend. Anyway, so whatever, it's fine. I'm also like exhausted because I don't stay up last. Like I go to bed at 9:30 and read my book.
Right.
That's what I do. And then the kids are up early.
Anyway, so all day.
So Kara sent me a whatever. I didn't hear the Marco Polo. And then I got a text being like, I sent you a Marco Polo. It was like, I'm the worst ever and I'm the worst at planning and I can't do it. Like it was just nonstop killing her. I was like, so eventually I called her and I was like, hey, I just got your messages. So yeah, okay. No big deal.
Keep your head down and get her done.
Yeah, but that's like, I do this too. When you're like in that state, you procrastinate anyway. It's like,
yes.
Okay.
That's what I said.
Get started. Let the world know. She like called everybody to tell them what she'd done. It's like, just sit the fuck down. I have to read the babysitter or just start and tell the kids to leave you alone. Like it's going to not be smooth. But it's like you can't create a dome of silence waiting for some babysitter to show up.
Put it in the past.
She's procrastinating. She's spinning and procrastinating.
Yeah, you got to do your paper and let it go.
She'll get it done. Yeah. She always does. This happens all the time.
Be good on it. It's like a deadline motivating for her, I bet.
I like, wow, this is so classic. You're like self-sabotage procrastination. She's like, but I genuinely didn't remember. It's like, I know.
We all believe you.
Really remember. Yeah, it's like.
I don't know. If somebody's like, write a 20-page essay, I'd be like, ugh.
Yeah,
I don't want to do that.
Think you have more time or something. Yeah, yeah, I never want to do it.
Like, even when it's like 1,000-word essay, you're like, ugh.
Any essay. It's like, just let me tell you.
Yeah.
Like, once I start going, it's fine.
You know what I mean? It's like, just let me talk the answers. Let me talk the essay. Let me just talk it. I don't want to write and edit and revise and cite.
Oh, yes.
That's the problem with the essay is fucking citing bullshit.
Yeah. Hmm.
Before I do this, does anyone mind if I do an Insta story while we're casting?
Yes, totally mind so much.
I knew it. Just because you'll be kind of on it.
I'm now on Insta all the time because I'm famous in the sake world, if anyone's seen my video.
Yeah, that was great.
I am.
No.
Well, not in the sake world, but in the key sake world. I've gotten so many, like my uncle called and like guests come up to me. They're like, oh, I recognize you from Instagram. I'm like, oh, thank you.
No way.
Was it a commercial? Like how would
No, I'm doing sake, kind of sake and wine. So
I saw like, the thing, but what would you call it?
Kind of a promo. It's mostly, we're just doing them. We're going to do them every week. There's three of us sommeliers. So we'll all do one every week that we talk about one of the wines and sakes. It's trying to get people to come in, but also to buy from our online bottle shop. So, right, which on. I've created. So, which is cool. And developing and putting up photos and tasting notes and all of this stuff. So it's kind of cool.
That's awesome. Good for you.
So awesome.
Can you offer discounts or anything? Like, could you make a wine club?
I don't. There's weird liquor rule laws in Ontario. So yeah, I don't think that that's a thing.
No, not an option. That's too bad.
Yeah.
Because that's a great hook.
Anyways, sorry, I'm blabbing on. You probably want to talk about what are we even talking about? I don't even remember. My brain
is talking to strangers today. Our first
strangers.
The final?
Strangers final.
Oh, final. I have so many things to say. I folded pages.
Oh, gosh. I folded pages.
I'm as organized as Meredith. Yeah.
And I never fold pages, but I folded this one.
Good, because I read it ages ago, and then I've already read part of the Robin knows, so my brain is like in
different
book. Guys are gonna remind me.
Should we get started? Yeah. Everybody ready for audacity?
Oh, right, yeah.
Are you ready, Shreya? Okay.
Yeah,
One, two, three, go.
Audacity.
All right.
Hello, audacity. And the meeting is on. So I told Dan, I'm like, don't worry, you'll be gone before we start.
This interruption is brought to you by Unpublished. Do you want to know more about the members and Book Interrupted? Go behind the scenes? Visit our website at www.bookinterrupted.com.
Book Interrupted.
I found a nice interruption in the mailbox the other day. A letter, a handwritten letter from an old friend. and it truly did interrupt my day in the best possible way. I came in, I didn't do anything that I had to do, and I sat down and I read the letter. It brought a smile to my face. It makes me want to write more letters to more people.
Book interrupted.
Yeah. Hi, Lindsay. So nice to see you.
You too.
Hi, Lindsay. So nice to see you.
This is not... It's good to be back.
Where are you?
I am in the basement still, in the dungeon.
Were you in there before?
Yes.
It looks very clean.
Yes, this is the corner that's clean. If I turned this around, everything else would be messy.
You should see my room right now. I was like, okay, I'm ready. And then I was like, oh, wait, everything back here was full of like laundry baskets and garbage and everything. I was like, ah, it's all on my bed right beside me right now.
Yeah, Dan grabbed the laundry basket and like went like this to this pack and put everything in the laundry basket and moved it over there.
Yeah,
there you go.
Laundry baskets are great for that.
Yes.
How exciting is it that we get to talk to Karma Brown?
Yeah, it's so cool.
I know,
they
right?
find it hard to ask, think of questions. I was like, what would I ask?
I looked through all the old show, like quickly through the show notes to be like, what was the stuff that we talked about? So I put a couple of notes for everybody. The focus score, that was something we talked about.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, right.
Rasta baking, the sleep archetypes.
I'm surprised that was from that one.
Yeah, there's a few things. If anybody else.
Let's hear the list. I like the list. Those are three?
Is that it? Oh, there's way more, but let me see if I can find one. What did I like? I don't remember. I remember being like, there's no chance in hell I'm getting up at 5 a.m. That's all I remember.
I know. I was thinking that. I'm like, I wonder if Karma listened to the podcast. I think this is the first or second episode, but it might've been the first. You're like, there is no way in hell I'm doing that.
I know.
And I liked how, Kim, you went from,
no
I
way.
Opened this book and was like, no. I'm going to hate this book. And then it's okay. The babiest step ever. And you're like, well, maybe I could do a baby
And you did
step.
It, right?
Wake like, up and have minutes. A coffee.
And I then think you did it by the end.
The most important thing for me was that she did the very thing I thought she was going to do, but did it in a joke. So then I was like, okay, this isn't that.
Okay. Right? I like you. You're joking about it.
Like on the first opportunity that she had, she was like, okay, now set your alarm clock. And then the next page, she was like, just kidding. Like, okay, good. Like she's not going
to
shame me into trying to do this. Right. Like it's going to be like purely voluntary is not the right word, but you know what I mean? Like you decide for yourself.
Complete autonomy on this.
Yeah,
totally. I'll give you the guidelines. Yeah, because like if you're reading a book where somebody you're like, well, obviously you're super intense type A. Of course you're going to do it. But what about me? And she's just like, it's fine. You can do it or not do it. Wake up and have a coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. And then there was I just looked it up. The bee hag or the pee hag, the big hairy, audacious goal and the petite, hairless, agreeable goal. That was one of the things.
Yeah, that's what Leah liked the most was that. Because Leah does the big insane
goal. Yeah,
she
goes too far.
And she burns out. And she's like, I'm already doing it. I can't add another thing. And then after she's like, no, just a tiny thing. And she's like, oh, okay, coffee. I can do just a coffee by myself. Okay.
Same with Kara. Kara was like, I don't want to get up at 4. She was like already getting up at 5.
Right. Oh my gosh. Talk about getting up at 4. It's the longest day of the year. This week was the longest day of the year. So like I've been waking up at 10 to 4 because the sun has been peeking around my blackout blinds. Just a little bit. I'd be like, no, it's up at 4, the sun. And then it's like midnight. I was just like, it's not late. I don't have to sleep. You're like, it is very, very late. The sun is not sleeping, but you need to sleep because I need to sleep. It's strangely energizing though, but you know, eventually you can't do the
How many hours every day. Of darkness do you get right now?
4. I'm sleeping for part of it. So it's not much. Sunset is before midnight, but then you still have like dusk, right? So maybe like 4 nighttime. Oh.
Or actual dark
or less. Like that's the thing. I've been waking up at 10 to 4 from the light.
Yeah.
Like peeking around my blackout blinds.
It's light here, definitely at 4:30. I think that you're much more north. It's more, but here the sun is not. I'm thinking about doing a firework day, but then I'm also conflicted because literally it's not dark enough until 10 p.m. I've been watching, right? And I'm like, okay, it's 9:30. I still probably wouldn't be happening yet. So I'm trying to like spread my plan to go. But at the same time, I'm like, do I want to stay up until after 10 p.m. with Fred? I'm not sure.
Yeah, like we have a drive-in here in this time of year. If you go to the drive-in, the movie starts up, I think 11:30 or 12.
So that would work for Lindsay.
Yeah, like for me.
Right? Because you're a wolf.
You'll just be up a couple hours.
Yeah,
it's fine.
great.
Sarah. Oh yeah, you're a wolf. I'm a bear.
There was a lion and a dolphin.
Definitely a dolphin, yeah.
I usually have my book here. I'm like totally.
I couldn't find
it.
I have it somewhere in the house, but
what are we talking about? The 4% fix? I have mine in my stack.
Maybe I read Sarah's. Did I read yours?
You could have.
You were here. No, I don't know.
Maybe you libraried it.
I might have libraried
it. Oh, you did library it.
Tried to get the midnight library from the library, but there was a super long lineup. Yeah. And I couldn't do the audiobook. I didn't think she interpreted the character properly. And I was just like, no.
Oh, Kara.
Kara said the same thing. Is that true?
No, she loves it.
Oh, she liked the audiobook.
You'll hear it in the book report that's coming out on Monday. Kara's like, I love the actress that did it. She was amazing. I wish I knew her name.
I didn't think that she got Nora. Maybe Nora's voice in my head is just different.
Oh, hold
Lindsay,
on a second.
Do you have an idea of what you're going to ask Karma Brown?
Hi.
If she still does the 4% fix herself and what she still uses it for or something like that. Mm. I don't know.
That's a good question.
I read Come Away With Me and I have on hold.
Is that a fiction?
Yes. Something about Good Wife or something.
The Good Wife?
No, it's not The Good Wife because that's a different book.
No, I know
what
you're
talking about.
What are we talking about?
Karma Brown's other books.
Actual books, her fiction books. Come Away With Me. It's really good because when you're least expecting it, she does the crazy twist. It makes the whole book. And it's like the end of the book. And you're like, oh my God, amazing.
The way I used to be.
Is that one of them?
No, Come Away With Me.
Recipe for
Come Away With Me about.
Yeah, Recipe for a Perfect Wife. That's one I have on hold. That one's like it's been on hold at the library forever.
Should we do the Audacity stuff now? I'm just thinking.
Yes, now, yeah.
Testing. Recording.
Oh, Mare, you say Sarah Diop, and Lindsay, you say your full name. Fan Lindsay says.
Oh, yes, right.
You might want to take that off.
Yes, I do.
I like your name, Lindsay, now. Fan Lindsay, just in case.
I figured that'd be appropriate. I like it.
I should change mine to Original Lindsay.
No. Yeah, OG.
OG Lindsay.
Or you should put Not Fan Lindsay, and then we can explain it to Karma.
That might be weird. Better.
Yeah, I'll leave it up.
That might be weird. Might. Fairly certain it would be weird.
Not a fan.
I'm not a fan.
I'm kind of nervous.
You're nervous?
It's kind of different because there's air to fill.
Well, we never met her yet. Same thing with Kirsten, right? Like
she'll be fine. It's just
it's worthy of nerves.
Sarah, you're gonna do like an introduction to her and then an introduction
to all of us
on the podcast, right?
Sure.
Okay.
Does someone else want to do it because I feel so nervous?
Do what?
Introduce Karma Brown when she comes on.
Fan Lindsay, it's your book pick.
I don't want to do the intro.
Okay. Fair.
I like your honesty.
I don't really like being on video or at all. So.
No, that's okay.
Wow, you look really good.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I also get stage fright. I don't like a lot of people looking at me.
Okay, I can do it. No one else wants to do it? I can do it.
I don't mind if you need me to. I just am worried I'm going to start coughing or something. It'll be awkwardly weird. But I guess we could just edit it.
That'd be awesome.
I could just edit it. Yeah. You do it. Yeah, yeah.
And it would sound funny like you're like, Carmen.
And then she cuts out the cough and then you're like, blah, 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 blah. Oh, man. I like checked my like waveform before to make sure it wasn't like too big or too small. But now that I'm talking and laughing for real, it seems really big. Mm-hmm. What do you prefer?
Say big's better than small.
Okay. Big is better than
big
small.
Big is better than small.
So many jokes to be made.
Does anybody have one to say that's what she's?
I know exactly. I should say there's so many. I couldn't pick one.
I tell you, I taught that to my mom, and then now she's just obsessed with it. Every single thing. That's what she said. That's what she said. That's what she said.
That's the beauty of that's what's not a new thing. That's what she said.
Like, mom, it's really old. That's great.
She's so retro.
Yeah.
Would it be considered retro now? Maybe.
Probably. I think it was a few years ago. Before something's retro, it has to be passé.
I don't know the definition, the true definition of retro. So
I don't either.
Is there an actual time limit attached to it?
Some hipster decided some official definition somewhere, but I'm sure most people just think it means old.
Can you guys hear my chair squeak?
No.
Okay.
Well, it's not you, but Kara has a very squeaky chair.
She likes to pick up her microphone to move it around.
But we can't even.
I was like, you can't touch the microphone because it makes a noise when you touch it.
Mm-hmm. It's just, there's so many things with Kara. Our last Midnight Library episode that had three episodes, she was folding laundry. And she'll stop and have a chat. So when I was editing the video portion, I was trying to make it so when she had stopped doing laundry, then we'd show her. But it was very difficult.
I think it's okay to show her folding laundry. It's book interrupted after all. You're like, I don't have time for this podcast.
I'm folding laundry. No, it was fine. I didn't even tell her anything about it. I was like, clearly she doesn't have time and she needs this laundry folded. But because she was folding laundry, she was constantly moving her mouth from the microphone.
I love it.
Yeah. So she'd be like super loud and then super quiet. Super loud and super quiet.
Dan usually does a lot of the kids' laundry because they go through so much laundry. But Elsa decided that she wanted to reorganize her drawers differently. She was like, I want to do it differently. I was like, yeah, they're your drawers, man. Fill your boots. I'll help you do it. And so now hers are different. Like the top drawer is pants and underwear, which I understand because she's going to put the underwear on and then the pants. And the second drawer is pajamas and socks.
I can get on board with that.
Right. And then the bottom one is shirts. But Dan's like, I don't know where anything goes. And the kids share socks all the time. Which socks go in whatever? I'm like, these ones go here. And these ones go here. And these ones can go in either one. So he's just like lost. He's like, where does her underwear go? I'm like, you have to put it in with the pants. But then violets are all what I did.
I think that Elsa's system is really ingenious, actually. Literally top down. That's how she'll get dressed.
It makes sense, right? Like you want to put your underwear and your pants on first because you're putting a dress on. It's hard to put pants on after the dress.
I usually get dressed like that too, like bottom up. But then your drawers should be top down. So good job, Elsa. I may rearrange my drawers.
But it makes laundry difficult for Dan. I was like, I'll put it away.
I think laundry is difficult for any male, period. It's genetically.
He's done something to his brain. You know when you do like something a lot of times, like a mistake a lot of times, and you always do that mistake because that's your neural pathway has become strong. He has this thing where he knows which clothes belong to which kid, but he'll accidentally put them in the wrong drawers. And the kids love it. They're like, what's this doing in here? Oh, Dad. They love it. He's like, oh, brother. I was like, no, they love it. So don't worry. You put it in any drawer and they'll be happy. You get it right, they're happy. You get it wrong, they love seeing you make a mistake.
I wouldn't even deal with that. If I had two kids, I would be like, the clothes are in the drawers. Good luck.
Oh, Dad.
We give them a laundry bin with all their clean laundry unfolded in it and put that in their room and say it has to be empty by Friday.
Yes. Because Freddie will wear something for 7 seconds and then doesn't want to put it away. So it goes into the laundry. I'm like, you do laundry with me now. Yeah. So I sit with him and he folds all his stuff and I fold all the other stuff. But yeah, good for you.
Yeah.
That's because then like maybe you'll think twice.
Right.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. Hello, everyone. It's bright and early there, isn't it?
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Book Interrupted. If you'd like to see the video highlights from this episode, please go to our YouTube channel, Book Interrupted. You can also find our videos on www.bookinterrupted.com.
Are you interested in joining the conversation and having your comment played on the podcast? Simply find a quiet place and record a voice memo. Then send it to connect@bookinterrupted.com. Or you could do it the old-fashioned way and leave us a voicemail at 416-900-8603. We look forward to hearing from you soon.
Book Interrupted.
Never forget, every child matters.